Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the Al Franken podcast ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, everybody. I got a really special one today, you know, for a change. And this time I really mean it, because this is our special 4th of July podcast. Now, normally, my guests are either authorities on certain topics, Jeffrey Toobin and Dahlia Lithwick on the courts, Paul Krugman and Austin Goolsbee on economics, Dr. Lena Wen and Andy Slavitt on the coronavirus, or they're comedian friends of mine like Sarah Silverman and Chris Rock and Conan O'Brien. But because our nation celebrates its independence from England every 4th of July, I asked the author of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson, to join me, virtually, of course, and thought you might enjoy this special Al Franken podcast. President Jefferson, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure. You know, a lot of writers have used this device over the years.
Really? I thought I was the first.
You're joking. That's funny.
Oh, okay. where are you joining us from, sir?
From my crypt in Monticello.
Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations. Your words have held up very well over 244 years.
For the most part. I've been kicking myself for almost 200 years now on the all men are created equal thing.
How so?
Well, all men should mean all men, and I pretty much gave the impression that I meant just white men who own property.
So that wasn't your intention?
But actually it was. I just started regretting it a number of years later.
And when was that?
July 4th, 1824.
The day you died?
Yes.
You're saying that on the day you died, you realized that all men, not just white male property owners, should be regarded as equal.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, it was one bizarre day. First of all, I was in the throes of delirium and having these strange epiphanies, and one of them was that all men are created equal should mean all men are created equal.
Wow.
Yes, wow indeed.
And at that moment, you dropped dead?
Oh, no. I wish.
You wish?
Yes, you see, my children were at my deathbed saying their goodbyes.
All your children were there?
Well, the ones with my wife.
Not the ones with Sally Hemings?
Oh, heavens no. My children with my concubine, Sally Hemings, were themselves slaves, as, of course, was Sally, as was the custom of the time. So, where was I?
Your white children are around your deathbed.
Oh, yes. I told them it had just occurred to me that I had made a mistake in the declaration, that all men are created equal should have meant exactly that. That all men, no matter their race, whether or not they own property, that all men are created equal and should be free.
And what was their reaction?
Oh, not good. Not good at all.
Because you owned a lot of slaves there at Monticello.
Precisely.
So your kids, the ones from your wife, they understood you to mean that your slaves should be freed.
Yes, and you can imagine the hullabaloo.
They wanted to keep the slaves.
Oh, yes, they went insane. But, Father, who's going to do all the work around the plantation? Well, Father, you do know why we're rich, don't you? Because we have slaves.
So they were that sarcastic.
Well, Mary was. Martha was always very sweet. Father, pray tell, who is going to do the cooking and the laundry and the housekeeping? And I said, the slaves.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I'm sorry. I'm confused.
And so were they, believe me. They thought I wanted to free all the slaves, which was not at all by intention. When I said all men are created equal, I meant just that, all men, not women.
Are you saying that all men should have equal rights, but not women?
Why, yes. That shouldn't be so difficult to understand. All men are created equal means just that. That all men should be afforded the same rights and privileges as all other men. Women, however, are a completely different matter altogether. They're women.
So your intention was for Monticello to keep its women slaves as slaves.
Well, I certainly see no reason why not.
And what did your children think about that?
I don't know. That's when I died.
Okay, I just think my listeners might find all of this deeply disturbing.
Look, I was a privileged white man born in 1743, okay? That's where I got to in 1824. Since then, I've been dead, and it's hard to evolve when you're dead. And yes, I was not a perfect man. I fathered 6 children with my slave, Sally Hemings. I know today that sounds very bad, okay? And by the way, I would have freed the 3 boys.
Well, okay. I guess no one's perfect. And I mean, you did write that we are always striving to be a more perfect union.
That's in the preamble of the Constitution, you cretin.
Oh, that's right. The Louisiana Purchase, that was you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thanks for that. That was, you know, a huge part of our country. Well done, sir.
Yes.
And thank you for joining us, Mr. President.
Oh, thank you for having me, Al. I very much enjoy the podcast.
Well, thank you, sir. Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence on this Independence Day. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Al Franken podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to the best one yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to the best one yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.